Okay, so regard to HSB number 13, a lot of this was based on Elaine Aaron's Highly Sensitive Person book, and it's from a chapter 3, which is called General Health and Lifestyles for HSPs, Loving and Learning from Your Infant and Body Self. The one point I'm going to bring up over here is the message that a child that's clearly sensitive is telling a parent, or anyone that is interacting with one in one level or another, they're basically asking you, although they don't mention it openly, is to please don't make me handle more than I can. I feel helpless when you try to do this, and I need you to protect me from that. Now, that doesn't mean parents shouldn't push their children, even highly sensitive children. That doesn't mean that you can't push a friend in a healthy way or influence them in a healthy way, rather. The word push is too harsh. But to influence, and sometimes it does need some assertiveness, no question about that. But it can be done in a very, very menschliche way. To recognize a highly sensitive person is saying to their relative who loves them, I'm born this way, I can't change. Inherently, that's true. They can't. And sometimes I feel worse. Don't blame me for who I am. I am wonderful. You sense it. And I could be the biggest blessing for you. And when I'm exhausted, I need sleep or I need a quiet time. I want you to get to know me better. Maybe silly to you that noisy places or noisy restaurants, noisy weddings bother me, and that I can have trouble eating in them. But it's strong feelings that I would appreciate if you could respect and try to understand. Keep my toys simple as a child. Keep my life uncomplicated. HSPs are automatically complicated. They don't mean to lead complicated lives. It's a long story how this works, but for some reason they are more complicated because everything, the stimuli comes in, they see it, they sometimes get dragged into things just because of unusual situations based on their nature, but they don't do well with these changes. So then they try to do the opposite by putting forced structure into them. And Hashem orchestrates it that way sometimes. They ask not to be ignored. They ask to be loved. They ask to be liked as they are. And they deeply need to be understood and recognized.